个人的，如果有需要呢，也可以跟他们个人谈。
Is there any other announcement that we should make?
那今天还有其他的这个通知吗
？Well,
thank you, Harold, and nice to be back again for all these studies. It seems like I don't think I know of another.Church or Bible chapel that has as many studies each week as 16th Avenue does.
那我非常高兴这次还能回来跟大家一起学习。坦率说呢，我也从来没有见过其他的教会能像我们这么频繁的一周能有这么多的学习。
That being said, it is very convenient for you who attend these studies.But it's also very tiring for those who do those studies each week.
所以对大家来说可能会比较便利的参加这些学习，但是呢，另外一方面，也会让参加的每一个人啊，我们需要一点毅力啊，那会有点累。
And your teachers, both in the English and in the Bible studies, take a lot of time and preparation. You should thank God for them, and you should pray for them.
然后呢，这些老师们哈，尤其是 ESL 和这个圣经课的老师们，那他们也花了很多的时间准备，我们要常常感谢他们，也为他们祷告。
I want to start today by telling you that there are three significant dates in my life.
那我在我的一生当中呢，有三个特别重要的日期。
I was going to say there are two significant dates in my life, but the Lord reminded me of the day I got married.
我本来是想说呢，有两个特别重要的日期。
So、
然后我想到的时候呢，神就提醒我还有一个，就是你结婚的日子。所以我就说了三个。
So I need to say three and not two.
所以我要说三个，而不是两个。
The first significant date was the day that.I trusted Jesus as my Savior.
第一个重要的日子就是那一我相信耶稣基督成为我救主的那个日子。
Yeah. I don't think I will ever forget that day.
我不觉得我会一生会忘记那一天。
It was just before my 25th birthday.
那是正好是在我25岁的生日之前。
And that was 40, over 47 years ago, so you can figure it out.
所以是超过至今为止已经超过47年了到今天。
I met an older man one day at a Bible conference.
那有我在一个圣经的会上呢碰到一个老人。
And I said to him, how long have you been saved?
我就问他呢你大概得救了多久呢
And I believe he said 57 years, I believe he said.
我相信我记得他说的是57年啊。
I said, tell me about it. Tell me about how he got saved.
那我说你能不能告诉我你是怎么得救的
And he began to tell his story, and he didn't go very far until he had to reach in his pocket and get his handkerchief and wipe the tears off of his eyes.
他就开始讲啊，没讲多久呢，他就进口袋拿了手绢来擦眼泪了。
And he said these words to me.
然后他说了这些话。
I never got over it. I never got over the thrill of trusting Christ.
他说我从来都还没有从当时呢喜乐的心里走出来。
Yeah. So if you can remember a day or a week.Or a month or a year, whenever you trusted the Lord Jesus, I hope you will never get over the thrill of that day.
不管是哪那样的一年、一个月、一天，如果你是真的得着呢得救后的喜乐，我也盼望每一个人都是，说我几十年之后我还没有走出那个大的喜乐。
So when I said I had three important dates, I can actually give you the day of each one of those significant days in my life. I can give you the date of that.
这样的重要的日子啊，这三个我能，直接指到那一天啊，在我一生当中。
So it was August the 29th, 1970, that the Lord saved me, that I trusted Jesus as my Savior.
那是1970年的8月29号啊，那神救了我在那一天。
Okay. Now, on, I better get this one right. On May the 25th, 1974, my wife and I were married.
那在1974年的5月20号呢，我太太跟我结婚了。
But now I'm going to give you another date that is very significant in my life, which is going to be part of our study in these afternoon sessions.
那我还要告诉大家另外一个日子在我一生中很重要的，这就是我们今天要学习的内容，下午。
So this date was November the 13th, 1983.
这是1983年的11月13号。
Now you might say, what happened on that day?
你会问呢，那一天发生什么了？
I became a Christian in 1970 on August the 29th.
我成为一个基督徒呢，在1970年的8月29号。
This is 13 years later, November of 1983.
这是13年之后了,1983年的11月。
Well, that's part of our study, so I'm going to tell you how significant that is as we get into our study today.
这是我们学习的一部分，所以我告诉你。
Everybody have an outline?
这个是有多重要啊，就是每个人手上都有了一张纸啊，就是今天我们这个 outline。
Now this won't be very hard, I don't think, for you to guess why November the 13th, 1983 is significant, but, you'll notice at the top of your outline there is a question, who are you serving?
我们看见这个纸的标题呢是你在服务谁。
And then it says, choose today.
然后呢下面写的呢今天就做一个选择。
Did you know that today is the first day of the rest of your life?
你有没有意识到今天是你余生当中的第一天。
Okay, today is the first day of the rest of your life.
在你的余生当中啊，今天是第一天。
Yesterday is gone.
因为昨天已经过去了。
Tomorrow, well, we're not sure about tomorrow.
明天怎么样我们都不知道。
There are a lot of people who said, tomorrow I'm going to do something.
很多人这么说，我明天我要做什么事情。
But tomorrow never came for that person.
也许对于这个人来说，明天就永远没有来了。
They died.
对，他死了。
They were gone.
他走了。
And so tomorrow never came.
明天就没有来。
The Bible puts it like this. Today is the day of salvation.
圣经是这么说的，今天就是得救的日子。
There is an urgency for you and me to do today whatever we can do and not put it off until tomorrow. For tomorrow may never come.
因为这里总有一个很大的迫切性，就是我们今天总要做那今天当做的事，而不要把它推到明天，因为也许明天永远不会来。
I believe that there are people in hell who said, tomorrow I'm going to get saved, but tomorrow never came.
我相信在地狱里一定有这样的人，说我明天呢我要去得救，但是呢明天就没有来。
So in our study of Joshua 24, we're going to think about choosing today.
所以我们在要学习的约书亚记的24章呢，我们要学习这个话题，今天就做选择。
On November the 13th, 1983, I made a conscious decision who I would serve.
因为在1983年的11月的13号呢，我做了一个特别清醒的决定，就是我需要服务谁。
Now you might say to me, well, wait a minute, Joe, you got saved in 1970. This is 13 years later.
你会说，哎，等会儿 Joe, 你不是在1970年就得救了吗？这都已经过了13年了啦。
And I would say, yes, and for those 13 years, I believe, by the grace of God, I was serving the Lord. I believe that.
那当然我在这13年里我相信耶稣基督，我也愿意服侍他。
But on November the 13th of 1983, I was very conscious that I needed to make that decision to serve the Lord and not just sort of just keep going in my life with no direction.
但是在那一天的83年的那一天，我是在特别清楚的意识里，特别理性的状态下，我知道我需要做一个重要的决定，我去服侍神，而不是就简简单单的说说，嘴巴上讲一讲。
The Christian life is a life which we grow and we mature, we develop.
那基督徒的生命呢，是这样的一个生活。就是我们出生成长，我们变得越来越成熟。
Maybe a year from now, you will make a decision that you are not able to make today about serving the Lord.
也许呢，过了一年的今天呢，你会做一个同样的决定。那今天做不了的决定，就是我要去服侍神。
There are times and seasons in our life.
在我们的一生中呢，会有这样的时刻。
There are valleys and there are mountaintop experiences.
也有高山和低谷的经历。
But the Lord walked with you in the valleys and he walked with you on the mountaintops and he wants you to be conscious that he is with you.
神在低谷，神在高山都与你同行啊，他要你知道他和你同在，他跟你在一起。
So on November the 13th in 1983, after studying this passage in Joshua 24, I made a conscious decision to choose the Lord to follow him.
在83年的11月的那一天呢，在学习完这个约书亚记24章之后，我做了一个非常明确的决定。
Sometimes in our minds, we think of a certain truth or we think of something, but only until we actually say it and engage in it does it become real to us.
很多时候在我们的生命中呢，我们有的时候会想，有的时候会认为自己是，但是直到我们把它说出来，而且把自己放在那个约定里，这件事其实对我们不会变得更真实。
I'm suggesting that if you have never made a conscious decision to tell the Lord that you want to give your life to him in service, this is not salvation. This is working for and serving the Lord, that you need to seriously consider doing that in your life.
那这个不是得救，这个是呢，在得救之后呢，你是不是有这么清楚的，一天，你跟主说呢，我愿意把自己都交给你，我愿意，服侍你，我愿意跟随你。
I remember the first time that I confessed with my mouth that I was a Christian.
我记得我在那第一次的时候，我在我的嘴里说出来，我承认我是一个基督徒。
I'd probably been a Christian about
I'm going to say maybe a month, 4 weeks, something like that.
About four weeks.
I had been a Christian about 1 month.
And then
I'm going to make this confession with my mouth.
那他成为基督徒之后的一个月呢，他才在嘴里他这么正式的说出来。
In other words, before that, I had never, really publicly, told anybody.
因为在这之前呢，他并没有很公开的告诉任何人。
It was at a campfire. And many of the Christians around that campfire were telling when they accepted Christ as their Savior.
这是一个营会的营火哈，大家一群人年轻人围坐在那儿呢，每一个人都在讲他自己信主的经历。
I was very uncomfortable. I was a new Christian. I was almost embarrassed.
我非常不舒服，我是一个新的。得救的基督徒，我甚至有点窘迫。
But my heart started beating really fast.
然后我心就跳得很快了。
And I felt like I had to say something for Jesus.
我感受到呢，我需要为耶稣呢说一点什么。
And so, when there was a quiet moment, I said, I would like to tell you that I have recently become a Christian. I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior.
当有一段安静时刻的时候呢，我就起来说，我说，我想告诉大家，我也刚刚成为基督徒，我也刚刚得救。
And at that moment, even though I had been a Christian for about 1 month, at that moment, all of a sudden, it became extremely real to me.
虽然我那个之前呢，我已经成为基督徒一个月了，但是在那一刻呢，突然之间呢，我发现这件事情对我变得特别的真实。
Do you know the scripture that says if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we will be saved? You remember a verse like that?
你记得这样的一节经文说，我们若心里相信，口里承认耶稣基督成为我们的救主呢，那我们就能得救。你们记得这个话吗？
Yeah. Well, it was almost that when I said it, when it came out of my mouth, it was like God says, you're right, you are saved.
这就像呢，我在嘴里我讲出来，然后神说，对，你说的对。你是得救了。
Okay. And so, if you are a Christian, if you have trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, I would recommend that publicly you confess Him. You say that you are a Christian.
如果你接受耶稣基督成为你的救主，你得救了，我建议呢，每一个人都是很公开的去告诉别人你得救了。
And consequently, as you grow in your Christian life, there will come a time when you will want to say, and you will say, I want to serve the Lord all the days of my life.
那随着时间的推移呢，到后面会有那么一刻呢，你虽然不一定愿意，但是你还是会说，你说主啊，我愿意全然的跟随你，我愿意把自己交给你。
So our study is about serving. Okay.
今天我们的学习的主题是关于服
侍。On your little outline, you'll notice the theme. The theme is serve.
所以我们在这个系列里面，我们的关键词是服侍。服务。
In Joshua 24 verses 14 to 28.The word serve is mentioned 14 times.
在约书亚记24章的14节到28节呢，服务这个词呢出现了14次。
14 times in 15 verses.
在15节，短短的15节里面呢，就 服侍这个词呢出现了。
That's the reason I've chosen that word serve to be our theme.
这就是为什么我们用侍奉这个词来作为今天我们的主题。
Okay. Now, like any Bible study, we must know something about the background or something about the context in whichOur portion is found.
那像其他任何的圣经学习一样，我们先要了解一下这个上下文和背景，我们要讲的这一段内容。
Okay. Now, in the first 13 verses of Joshua chapter 24, we have the background to our study on serve.
那在前面的13节呢，我们24章里面呢，我们有我们要分享经文的一个背景了。
Now, I don't know how much of this we should actually read or not, but let me say a few things about those first 13 verses.
那我们先讲一点点关于这13节的内容。
This is probably one of the most concise descriptions of the history of the nation of Israel that you will find anywhere in the scriptures.
这很可能是最简约，就是最简洁的一个记载关于以色列人的，在当时一直到约书亚记的时候的这段时间的历史的一个记载。
Okay. I was on an airplane one day, and the man sitting beside me was a Jewish man.
我有一次在飞机上，那坐我旁边的一个人是个犹太人。
So I said to him, "Do you know that you are a very blessed man being Jewish?"
我就跟他说，说你有没有意识到，你作为一个犹太人，你是非常蒙福的。
He said to me, "You are the second person that ever told me that."
他说你是第二个人曾经这么跟我说过的。
And the other person was a born again Christian. Are you a born again Christian? He said.
他说另外一个呢也是一个重生了的基督徒。他说你是不是一个重生的基督徒
？And I said, "Well, by the way, I am by the grace of God."
我说当然，因着神的恩典，我也是。
So I said to him, do you know who the first Jew was?
然后我就问他，你知不知道第一个犹太人是谁呀？
He said, was it Jesus? He said.
他说是耶稣吗？
You see, this man was a Jew, but he did not know about the history of the Jews.
你们看见啊，这个人是一个犹太人，但是他却不知道犹太的历史。
Okay. Now in this portion, we've got something of the history of the Jews.
所以在这一段里面呢，我们就能看见关于犹太最初的历史。
Okay. Does anybody know who was the first Jew?
有谁知道谁是第一个犹太人吗？
Abraham.
Wow, you're very good.
非常好，的确是亚伯拉罕。
That's right. You will notice that in the first few verses of Joshua 24, that it talks about Abraham's father.
因为你会看见在24章的前面几节，他甚至讲到了亚伯拉罕的父祖先。
So really.For the history of the Jewish nation, we're starting right at ground zero with Abraham.
所以为了了解犹太人呢，我们要从零开始了解，就是从亚伯拉罕开始。
And in these 13 verses, we are given the pathway that God led his people, all the way to the promised land.
那在这13节里面呢，我们要读到神是怎么样带着他的孩子们他的子民们一路进到了这个迦南地。
Okay. Now, there's something else very significant about these first 13 verses?
那这其他呢还有一些关于这十三节很重要的点。
God said to these people, God said, I did it all.
神对他的孩子们说呢，我有一切，我做了一切。
Now, I'm going to call your attention to the personal pronoun, the letter I.
我要就建议大家注意这个词我。
Look in verse 3.
第三节。
God says, and I took your father Abraham. See that? That's God.
看见了吗？我将你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕，你看，这是我，我就是神。
That personal pronoun appears in verse 4 twice.
然后那个主语呢，又这个我呢，又在四节里面说到两次。
I gave unto Isaac and I gave unto Esau.
对。他说我又把雅各和以扫。
Look in verse 5, I sent Moses.
然后第五节呢又是我差遣摩西。
I plagued Egypt, verse 5.
那第五节呢我在埃及降灾。
At the end of verse 5, I brought you out.
那第五节的最后呢我把你们领出来。
Verse 6, I brought your fathers out.
第六节，我领你们埃及列祖出埃及。
At the end of verse 7, see what I have done in Egypt.
第七节的后半段呢，我在埃及所行的事。
In verse 8, and I brought you into the land.
第八节，我领你们到约旦河东。
And later in that verse, I gave them, I destroyed them.
后面的第八节的后半段呢，我也在你们面前将他们灭绝。
In verse 10, but I would not hearken unto Balaam.
第十节，我不肯听巴兰的话。
At the end of that verse, so I delivered you out of his hand.
这样我便救你们脱离巴勒的手。
At the end of verse 11, I delivered them into your hand.
十一节后面呢，我把你们交在他们的手，我把他们交在你们手里。
In verse 12, and I sent the hornet.
十二节说，我打发黄蜂。
And in verse 13, and I have given you a land.
十三节，我赐给你们地图。
Okay, now this is very obvious, and I don't want you to miss this point.
这是非常明显的，我不想让大家误解这个点。
Who called Abraham? God did.
谁呼召了亚伯拉罕？神。
Who promised Abraham that he was going to make him the father of a great nation? God did.
谁给亚伯拉罕应许让他成为大国呢？神。
Who told Abraham he was going to have children like the stars of heaven and the sand of the sea? God did.
谁给亚伯拉罕应许说他要使他的后裔如天边的星、海边的沙呢？是神。
Who gave Abraham a child when he was 100 years old?
当他100岁，亚伯拉罕100岁的时候，谁给他一个儿子呢？神。
God did.
都是神做的。
It's in every verse. It's on every page. It's in every story. God does it. God does it.God does it.
在每一节每一行每一页它都是上面写的神做的。
When God makes a promise, God keeps his promise.
当神给了一个应许的时候，神总是自己持守着应许。
Abraham failed many times, but God never failed.
亚伯拉罕失约失信了很多次，但是神却没有。
At the end of these 13 verses, Joshua says, you live in houses you didn't build, and you eat out of gardens you didn't plant, and God has done it all.
所以在13节的最后呢，那个约书亚说，你们住在葡萄园，你们住在城邑不是你们建造的，你们所栽种的葡萄园不是你们栽的，你们所住的葡萄园、橄榄园不是你们栽的，这都是神做的。
It would seem rather humorous almost to me that God would say, choose who you're going to serve.
所以, 这个对我来说甚至有点幽默, 就是神说呢, 你要选一个人去服侍, 选一个去服侍。
Maybe think about this for a minute. God has done it all.
你要想一想, 这神做了一切啊。
He called him, he kept him, he fought for him, he won the day, he ran off the enemies, he brought him into the land, and then he says, now choose who you're going to serve.
他呼召了这些人，他帮助了这些人，他把敌人这些人的敌人赶走，他给他们预备好了一切，然后他又说你们要服侍谁。
Now, let me leave this just for a minute and let me jump to another time and to another day today.
那我们先把这个放一下呢，我们放在，我们再来看一下今天我们另外一个时间的事情。
If you're here today and you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you have trusted him as your Savior, let me tell you something.
如果你今天是信靠耶稣基督，你愿意跟随他的话，我来跟你讲一些事儿。
You couldn't save yourself, so Jesus came so that you could be saved.
你自己不能救自己，但耶稣来了，你就得救了。
You could not keep yourself as a Christian, so God says, I will give you eternal salvation.
你不能给自己持守这救恩，但是神说呢，我要给你永恒的救恩。
In other words, God says, I will keep you.
或者换句话说呢，神说我要保守你。
You say, well, but I wouldn't know what to do, God. What will I do?
但我会说呢，主啊，神啊，我不知道该做什么。
So God gives you a Bible. He gives you His Word to tell you what you are to do.
但神就给了你这本圣经啊，让你知道该做什么。
You say, well, I could never understand this word. How would I understand this book?
你会说，那我不知道怎么理解这书啊，我读不懂啊。
God said, I'm going to give you my Holy Spirit to live inside of you, and He will teach you the book.
神说，我要在你里面呢，赐给你圣灵，让他教你怎么明白圣经。
God has made every provision for you to serve Him.
神给了你所有的供应，来服侍他。
God says salvation is a gift and I give it to you.
神说呢，救恩是个礼物，我把礼物给你了。
I give you my word, I give you my spirit, and I will keep you.
我给了你我的话，给了你我的神的灵，而且我还要保守你。
I will meet all of your needs.
我要响应你，供应你一切的需要。
I will never leave you or forsake you.
我不会永远不会离开你，丢弃你。
I'm going to live in your heart.
我要住在你的心里。
I'm going to be the good shepherd and you're going to be the sheep.
我会成为那好牧人，你是那只羊。
Every provision, every need that we have, God has made provision for that.
我们每一样的需要呢，神都给我们做好了供应。
So, don't you think it would be a very wise decision to say, I want to serve my God, the Lord Jesus?
你不觉得这是一个特别明智的决定？当你明白这一切以后，你说神呐，我要服侍你吗？
There's no good reason why you should not serve the Lord.
因为没有什么更好的理由啊，你说你不去服侍他，怎么有什么理由呢？
Now, let's go back to Joshua now.
好，我们现在回到约书亚记。
Joshua is bringing the children of Israel to a crossroads in their life.
那约书亚要带着以色列的民众呢，进到了一个十字路口了。
There are times when we must make decisions as to what direction we're going to go in our life.
那在我们的一生当中，总是会有这样的时刻，我们要做一些重要的决定，该往哪里去。
There was a time in your life when you made a decision to further your education or not.
比如说，有一个时刻，你要决定我是不是还要继续受更多的教育。
There was a time when you made a decision to get married.
或者要不要结婚?
Okay. There was a decision, a time in your life when you had to decide, what job will I take?
或者说我要做一个什么样的工作?
Yeah. Or will we have children? Or where will we live? Or where will we go? There's always decisions to make.
或者说我要不要孩子,我住在哪里,我要往哪里去,都有很多这样的决定。
The biggest decision in your life is to trust Christ as your Savior.
那你一生中最重要的决定呢,总是是不是需要信靠耶稣成为你的救主?
But God not only wants you to be saved, He wants you to live for Him and to serve Him.
所以神不但要你得救,祂要你为祂而活,而且服侍祂。
Okay. Now, let's go down to the middle of this outline. The meaning of certain words as they are used in Joshua 24. Now, I picked a few of these words that I thought might help us to understand the study.
那我们跳到这张纸的中间呢，上面写着一些词啊，用在约书亚记24章中的一些词的解释。 我觉得这个解释呢可能会帮助我们理解好这一章。
Remember the theme is serve.
记得我们的主题是侍奉。
Okay. Now, in Joshua 24, this word serve means to be subject to a conqueror.
那 serve这个词呢, 在这里的意思就是把自己交给一个征服者的意思。
Now, you know, I was going to say back in the old days, but even today, if one country makes war against another country and they defeat that country, then those people become subject to the conqueror.
那无论是历史还是今天呢，如果两国有开战，一国呢打败了另一国呢，那被战败的那一国呢，他们的国民就会把自己交在这个征服者手里。
If I were to mention the name of a man in the Old Testament called King David, would you know something about that man?
那我们讲到旧约的有一个特别著名的人物呢，就是大卫王。
King David often went to war while he was king.
大卫王在世的时候呢，常常有征战。
And many times when King David won the battle, they not only brought back some of the treasures from that other country, but they brought back people from that other country. They were prisoners of war.
当大卫的时代呢，当打了胜仗呢，他不但带回来很多财物，他会带回来很多人，这就是征战时掳来的人。
On one occasion, years later, King David's son, Absalom, wanted to take the kingdom away from his father.
那很多年之后呢，大卫王的儿子呢，亚沙龙呢，想抢他父亲的王位。
His own son wanted to overthrow his father and become the king.
他自己的儿子想推翻他父的王国，自己当王。
At that time, King David left the city of Jerusalem and he freed the prisoners of war, the people that he had brought back. He said, "You're all free to leave. You can go now."
那一刻呢，大卫王要离开圣城耶路撒冷的首都了，但他呢就把所有在征战中掳来的人呢都释放了。
You see, when those prisoners of war came, they didn't know King David, but King David was the king, and they were subject to the king.
当这些人在征战失败以后被掳来的时候呢，他们并不认识这个王，是个大卫王。
He had conquered them, and they were subject to King David.
但他们在因为战败呢，他们就把自己交在王的手里了。这个他们成为奴隶了嘛，成为那个仆人了。
But now King David said, "You are free. You can go. Go home. Go back to your families. Go back to your life. You are free to go."
然后这时候大卫王就跟他们说呢，现在你们自由了，赶紧回去吧，你们是自由的。
But they wouldn't go.
但他们却不走了。
They wouldn't leave.
他们不愿意走。
You see, they had learned that they wanted to be subject to the conqueror.
因为他们认识到他们愿意成为王的仆人。
They didn't know David before.
他们在这之前不认识大卫。
But living in David's palace and living in David's city, they learned to love the king.
但是生活在大卫的王宫、大卫的国的时候、大卫的城的时候，他们学到了爱这位主、爱这位王。
And they wanted to serve the king.
他们也愿意服侍、侍奉这个王。
They willingly were subject to the conqueror.
所以他们自己愿意的自愿的去把自己交在这个征服者手里。
Many of David's warriors often risk their life for the king.
很多大卫的勇士们都愿意用自己的生命来为大卫征战。
And we might ask the question, why would they do that?
我们可能需要回答说，为什么他们愿意这么做？
Because they love David.
因为他们爱大卫。
Oh, they didn't love him in the beginning. They didn't know him.
在最初的时候，他们没有他，甚至不认识大卫，也谈不上爱他。
But they fell in love with him.
但是在这个时间里呢，他们都爱上了大卫。
And they would do anything for David.
他们愿意为大卫做一切的事情。
So our word "serve" means to be subject to a conqueror.
所以我们这个 serve 这个词呢，侍奉这个词是去交在，把自己交在，或者顺服在征服者手里。
Now, let's you put your hand here and keep Joshua 24. We're going to go right over to Romans chapter 6.
我们先把这一段停在这儿。
This is not on your outline, so you might want to make notes or something.
我们先翻到罗马书的六章看一段。
New Testament, Romans chapter 6.
新约的罗马书六章。
I'm going to begin reading in verse number 16.
我们会一起来读十六节。
Romans chapter 6 and verse 16.
罗马书六章十六节。
Don't you know that to, sorry, we're not going to all read, I'm sorry. Did I say we're going to all read? I'm sorry. That will be confusion. Let me read and then you will read, okay.Okay. Don't you know that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness?
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以至成义。
Verse 17. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you.
感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness.
你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
Verse 20. 20节.
For
when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness.
因为你们做罪之奴仆的时候，就不被义约束了。
Verse 22. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life.
但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。
Let me see if I can make a few comments to help you understand this text.
我看看能不能讲一点解一点，看看大家能明白更深的明白这个话。
Whoever you choose to obey, you are that person's servant.
你不管愿意顺服哪一个人，那你就是那个人的仆人。
Okay. Now,Before you became a Christian, whose servant were you?
在你成为基督徒之前，你是谁的仆人？
The world.
Satan. Okay.
这个世界，撒旦。
Most people don't know that.
很多的人不明白这一点。
They don't even think about that.
他甚至不会这么想。
They think, I'm serving myself.
他会说，那我在服务自己啊。
I'm leading my own life.
我在引导我自己的生活。
What they don't know is that there are only two teams, two masters, only two.
但他不知道呢，实际只有两队。
Do you know who they are?
只有两个主。
God and Satan.
或者神，或者撒旦。
So, before we become a Christian, even though we don't know it,Or we're not conscious of it, we are serving Satan.
我们在不认识主之前呢，虽然我们不知道，我们甚至没有意识是这样的情况，但实际呢，就是我们在服侍的是撒旦。
I didn't know I was serving Satan before I became a Christian. I thought I was serving myself.
我在成为基督徒之前，我也没有意识到我其实是在服侍撒旦的。我只是觉得我在服侍自己啊，我在管自己的事。
And you know, Satan.Is okay that I don't know that because he is the deceiver. He doesn't even want me to know that.
你知道撒旦很高兴看见这个情况，因为他就是那个欺骗者，他不愿意我们知道，其实我们是在服侍他。
You say, well, how were you serving Satan? You didn't even maybe believe in Satan. How were you serving him?
你会说呢？那你怎么服侍撒旦呢？你甚至都不相信他，你都不知道他。
Because I was living a life.That was directed by Satan himself, and I didn't even know it.
因为我活了这样的一个生命呢，就是这样的一个生活，是撒旦在主导的，甚至我都不自知。
Do you know what God has put in your heart that He has not put in any animal's heart, or bird, or anything?
你知道神在每个人心里放下的，而没有在任何的走兽或鸟里面放下的是什么吗？
A conscience.
一个良心良知。
Do you know that even if you're not a Christian, you know when something is wrong?
你知道即使你不是一个基督徒呢，你里面都会有个声音知道什么东西是不对的。
Because spiritually speaking, God has put his laws in our heart and in our mind. Even though we're not conscious of that, we know when we do something wrong.
那属灵上讲呢，神把他的律法呢写到了我们的心里，在我们的良心里。即使我们不认识他呢，我们知道一样事情是不对的。
Do you know you can harden your heart so that it doesn't hurt quite as much to sin?
你知道，我们可以做到一个情形，就是我们让我们的心越来越硬呢，让这个良心的声音呢不在我们犯罪的时候谴责我们。
You can practice doing evil so much that evil seems like good.
你能够一直做不好的事犯罪呢做足够多的次数呢到一个程度
And it doesn't matter whether you know the devil is behind it all or not, you are making the decisions.
即使你不知道是撒旦在背后做这些事, 但其实你自己心里依然是做了这个决定, 你要跟随他。
And what this passage in Romans is saying is, then you are the servant of sin.
这就是罗马书这段里讲的, 你就是罪的奴仆。
Sin dictates to you how to live.
因为罪的权势, 绑住了你, 捆住了你, 让你, 活出这样一个特, 受着罪捆绑的生命。
I lived a terrible life before I came to know the Lord as my Savior. And I knew it was wrong, but I didn't do anything about it.
我在信主之前我过了一个特别糟糕的 生活, 我知道 这个不对, 这个是 错的, 是罪的, 但是我不能把它舍弃。
And I was actually going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper in a life of sin.
而且呢, 事实上我是在 一个罪的生活里一直沉啊沉啊沉, 越沉越深, 越沉越深。
I was yielding myself to sin. I was the servant of sin.
我把自己交给了罪, 我就成了罪的奴仆。
However, we learn another great truth in this passage.
但是呢, 我们从这段经文里读到了其他另外一个更大的真理。
That when you trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, He says, you are now free from sin.
因为当你信靠耶稣基督成为你的救主, 他就把你从罪里面释放了。
Now what that means is, sin does not have dominion over you anymore.
这的意思呢, 就是罪没有在你身上有那个管理的权势了。
You're not the servants of sin anymore.
你不再是服侍罪的那一个。
When you know Jesus, Jesus sets you free from the bondage of sin.
当你认识信靠耶稣基督的时候, 他就把你从那罪的捆绑当中释放了。
And guess now who you can serve.
你猜你现在能够服侍谁吗?
Not sin anymore.
不再是罪了。
Now you can serve the Lord Jesus.
你现在可以侍奉主耶稣基督。
Do you know, even though I didn't know what I was doing, I was a good servant of Satan for many years in my life.
你知道吗? 即使我自己不自知, 但是我是一个 撒旦特别好的 仆人, 好多年了。
I did a lot of really stupid things, and I was a good servant of sin and of Satan.
我做了很多很愚蠢的事情, 我真的是罪和撒旦一个特别好的仆人。
I stay up all night for Satan, gambling and drinking and that lifestyle.
我整夜的服侍撒旦在酗酒和这个赌博中。
But do you know I have the privilege now of serving Jesus Christ?
你知道现在我有这样的荣幸能够侍奉耶稣基督。
Because you see, Jesus is the conqueror.
你看,基督是那一个征服者。
He conquered sin, and He conquered death, and He conquered the grave.
他胜过了罪, 胜过了死, 胜过了坟墓。
And He has conquered me, and now I have learned to love the one who has conquered, and now I want to serve Him.
他也征服了我, 现在我终于明白, 我也学会了去爱这位, 真正的主。
Now there's all, before I leave this passage, there's something other, something very significant as well I want to show you.
在我们结束这一段的查考之前呢, 有一个很重要的点我想跟大家分享。
You and I are servants no matter who we serve. We are servants.
你和我, 不管我们服侍谁呢, 我们都是仆人。
You and I are not the president or the CEO.
我们不是,
we are servants.
我们要明白的是, 第一, 我们不可能是那个总裁CEO, 我们总是仆人, 不管是服侍谁。
Think about it this way. I was the servant of sin, and now become the servant of God.
你看见他这里讲的，我原来是罪的奴仆，现在我是义的奴仆，神的奴仆。
I'm still a servant.
我还是个仆人。
But now I get to serve the Most High God.
那现在呢，我要服侍那最高的神。
And to be a happy servant.
但是呢，我会变成一个特别高兴的仆人。
I can't think of anything better on earth than to serve God.
我没有想到这地上有一件比这更好的事，什么比什么比服侍神更好的事。
Listen, He is the best of masters.
他是所有主人里面最好的主人。
He loves you. He provides for you. He takes care of you. He wants you to live with Him forever.
他是爱你的，他供应你一切的需要，他愿意和你永远同住。
This was a very high price God paid so that you could serve Him.
而且他为此付上了特别高的代价。能让你来服侍他。
The price was his son. He had to give his son so that I could be his servant.
他这个大的代价就是他的圣子，他要把圣子献在十字架上，我们才能够服侍他。
It seems like that would be such an easy decision to make. Who will you serve? Oh, I want to serve God. I want to serve Jesus.
看起来好像是一个容易的选择。说你要服侍谁呢？哦，我要服侍基督，我要服侍神。
Who are you serving？
那你现在在服侍谁呢？
You are serving someone。
我们总是在服侍某一个人，某一方的，总是在服侍某一方。
Let's go back to Joshua。
那我们一起来读约书亚记。
Okay, let me read verse number 14. Are we okay? Can we go ahead?
我们继续往下走哈，读十四节。
Okay, now remember the background. Remember?
记得这个背景哈，记得。
Okay. God said, I did it all.
神说我做了一切，这就是十三节以前讲。
In verse 14, the first two words in my Bible says, now, therefore.
14节一开始的词说现在。
What does the New International say? Anybody know?
Now. Now.
Just now?
Just now.
Just now. We're going to add therefore. In other words, on the background of the first 13 verses, there is something we should do.
所以现在这个词呢，在准确的原文里意思呢，它是有个承上启下的作用的，就是现在因为前面十三节讲的这些事实，因此我们要做一些什么了。
Okay, so Joshua brings them to the crossroads. He said, look, God did this, God called your father, and he did this, and he did that, and he did that, and now you're in the land, and here we are, and God's won everything. Now, therefore, let's go ahead, let's do something.
现在约书亚把大家犹太人带到了一个十字路口，说神从一开始亚伯拉罕开始做了这个，做了这个，做到这个。现在呢，我们要做些什么呢
？Okay, so verse 14 says, "Now therefore fear the Lord."
十四节，现在你们要敬畏耶和华。
Now, this word fear, you'll notice it in your words on your outline.Meaning of certain words. See that? The word fear means honor, respect, or reverence.
所以在我们那个小单章的第二个要解释的词就是这个 fear, 就是个敬畏。它的意思是什么呢？就是尊荣、尊敬、敬畏。对。
If I said to you, I am afraid of the dark.
如果我跟你说呢，我害怕黑。
Does that mean I honor the dark?
你会觉得我尊敬那个黑吗？
I reverence the dark?
我敬畏那个黑暗吗？
No, that's a different kind of fear, right?
这不是我们要讲的那个惧怕，对吧？
If I told you, I fear my father.
如果你说呢，我害怕我的父，或者我敬畏我的父。
It could mean that my father is a very bad man and he often would physically hurt me and I'm afraid of him. It could mean that.
也许他是意味着呢 我父亲比较 严厉、他甚至会打我会伤害我。也许是这样。
But I want to tell you today that I feared my father, but not that he was going to hurt me.
那我今天要告诉你呢，我敬畏我的父亲不等于他会伤害我。
I feared my father because I respected him.
那我敬畏他是因为我尊重他。
I did not want to disappoint my father.
我不想让他失望。
I love my father.
我爱他。
My father loved me.
我的父也爱我。
I wanted to honor him. I wanted to respect him.
我愿意让他得尊荣，愿意尊敬他。
I was not afraid that he was going to hurt me.
我不是害怕他会伤害我。
My father would never hurt me.
因为我的父从来不伤害我。
Okay. My father loved me unconditionally.
因为我的父无条件地爱我。
Okay. So, sometimes we talk about the fear of God, and I think we get that twisted a little bit. We go, oh, I hope God doesn't hit me. I hope God doesn't hurt me. That's not what we're talking about.
有的时候我们会有这样的一个误解，说，哎呀，我害怕我的父打我，我害怕他伤害我。这不是天父的形象。
But God does need to be respected and reverenced.
但是神的确是需要我们的尊敬和敬畏。
He is a God of love, but he is also a God of righteousness.
他是爱的神，他也是公义的神。
And evil will be punished.
恶呢，总是要最后接受审判的。
And in the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, it says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
希伯来书说呢，落在永生神的手里是何等可怕的事。
Oh, in other words, it is good for us to have a respect and a fear for God. It is good for us to have that.
所以换句话说呢，对我们来说是非常好的。什么事呢？就是敬畏神，对神有尊敬，是很好的一件事。
Now,in our verse 14, when it says, fear the Lord, it doesn't mean that they should be necessarily afraid of him, that he's going to hurt them, but they need to honor and respect the Lord.
所以十四节讲到敬畏耶和华不是说你要惧怕他的惩罚，惧怕他伤害你，而是呢，你要尊敬他，把他的荣耀，该给的荣耀给他。
Okay. Now,Verse 14, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth.
所以十四节后半段说呢，诚心实意地侍奉他。
Did you ever have someone say to you, let's get serious about this thing?
你有没有碰到过
whatever it is.
有的人跟你讲着讲着就说，哎呀，我们现在要严肃一点，我们来认真地讲点事情。
This is important. Let's get serious.
这个是很重要的。我们现在严肃来讲这个事。
Don't make fun of this. Don't take this lightly. We need to be sincere about this.
不要再开玩笑了。我们不再说笑了。那我们现在这个要认真谈了。
So, when we serve the Lord, this is not something, that we say, well, I might serve the Lord, I might not, I'm not sure.
所以当我们讲到侍奉神的时候不是一件什么事，哎呀，我可能做可能不做，我不是很确定啊，它不是这个概念。
We need to remember that it is serious business to serve the Lord.
我们要记得这是一个 非常认真严肃的事情。
With all your heart and with all your mind, your whole self is into this.
尽心和尽意，你的全心，都要交给他。
You remember what the motive is? Why I'm going to serve him? I'm subject to the conqueror, remember?
你记得那个动力是什么？我为什么要去侍奉他？是因为我愿意把自己交给他，因为我爱他。
And I've fallen in love with the king.
我和王，我爱上了这个王啊，我愿意。
Okay, so I want to serve him.
我愿意，我愿意侍奉。
In sincerity, notice, and in truth.
诚心实意的侍奉他。
Now the word truth here in this particular place means faithfulness, sureness, or reliability.
那这个诚心实意呢，在这里呢是，可靠的，真实的真诚的。
If you are a Christian today, among many other things, something should characterize your life.
如果你是一个基督徒，今天啊，你的信。你的生命需要有这样的一些特点。
If you tell someone you're going to do something, you do it.
如果你要告诉别人你要做什么事呢，你总是要做的。
That's faithfulness.
这就是信实的意思。
When I first became a Christian, the man that led me to the Lord was discipling me. Having Bible studies with me.
那个当我成为基督徒以后呢，那个带我信主那个人呢，就开始在我得救之后呢，给我做门徒培训。
And I remember that it was on a certain afternoon at a certain time that I was to meet him. So at that certain time, I was there. I came to the house.
所以我记得我要在这之后呢，约他在下午的某个时间呢，在一个地方见面，然后我去了。
And the man said, "You are here on time."
然后那个人看了一下表，说：“哎，你准时来了吗？”
I said, "Yes."
我说：“是啊。”
I said, "Didn't you say a certain time?" Yes. I said, "Well, I'm here."
我说：“你不是说了什么时间吗？那我现在来了。”
He said, "Many people say they're going to be here at a certain time, but they're never here."
但那个人说呢，很多人，那个人为什么意外呢？说很多人说。要什么时候来？其实他不来。
You know where I learned to do that?
你知道我什么时候我从哪里学到做这个？
My father taught me, if you tell somebody to be there on time, you will be there on time. My father taught me that.
我的父亲告诉我，你如果告诉别人要什么时候准时到那呢，你总是要自己要准时到。
I thought that was normal. I thought everybody did that.
我以前认为这是很普通很正常，我觉得每个人都是这么做的。
You know who else taught me to be on time? The military. I was in the army. And let me tell you, you are not late in the army. If you are late, you pay for it. You pay for it.
然后你猜谁也这么告诉我呢，在军队里当我服兵役的时候，长官也这么告诉我，所以你在军队里永远不要迟到。
So when Joshua says, when you serve the Lord, you fear him in sincerity and in truth, you are there, you mean it, you are faithful, if you say it, you are going to do it.
所以约书亚在这里说呢，如果你要侍奉神，你说了你总是要做，你要信实的真诚的做。
Even today, if I tell somebody that I'm going to do something, I will do it.
即使今天呢，我要告诉如果我告诉一个人我要做一件什么事呢，我总是会去做的。
If something happens and I cannot do it, I am on the phone or I'm texting or I'm emailing and I'm saying I'm sorry something has come up or I'm dead, one or the other, you know.
那个如果有事情发生了我去不了，我总是用电话或者 email 或者什么告诉他我在什么地方有什么事情拦阻了，或者另外一种情况就我死了。
That's how sincere the whole thing has to be. That's how serious serving the Lord is.
这就是整件事应该有的状态，就是应该有的诚心实意。
Yes, yes.
我用中文讲什么，我跟他们好像都有什么问题。
对，
就是我们都选择上，我们可能从内心里也想侍奉主，
对，
也信仰主，我也选择了信仰主了。但是呢，在生活过程中，就像他刚刚讲的，要 要怎么坚定啊，怎么做啊，但是实际上做不到。
嗯，
我们还是经常会犯错误。
嗯，
包括我自己。
嗯，
也其实，在生活过程不断有这种纠结。我虽然说我选择信仰神的，信仰主了，但是呢，我还是经常会犯错误。
嗯，
有时候会想自己，自己是不是真正我是不是基督徒？
嗯，
就是说，我不知道能不能回答过这个问题，我到底是不是？还是个基督徒。
Okay, okay. Yeah. So question, two parts.
啊，他你刚才说，他那个讲的话，感觉我就好像挺沉重的。
很沉重。Yeah, two parts. Firstly is, in our life, we do want to do this, but many, many times we cannot, we fail to serve the Lord. So the question is, firstly, why we cannot, we always fail to do that. And secondly, if we fail to do that, are we still a Christian? Are we still saved, or not? So he said, sometimes we feel heavy burden and said, I failed to do that. So it's kind of a burden to him. He even think he's not qualified to be a Christian.
Yeah. Very good question. Very good question.
很好的问题，很好的问题。
Well, everybody's already heard the question, so I'll try to give some answer to that.
每个人都知道这个问题啊，我尝试回答一下。
All of us who are Christians do not always serve the Lord like we should.
我们所有的人呢，作为一个基督徒呢，我们总是没有啊。按照我们应该的有的那个状态来服侍神。
So we might ask the question, are we still Christians if we don't serve the Lord?
我们可能会问这样的问题，那我还是个基督徒吗？如果没有侍奉他。
Let me give you an illustration that might help.
我给你一个比喻哈，形象的比喻可能会有帮助。
My wife and I have three children.
我太太和我呢有三个孩子。
Two boys and a girl. They're grown now and we have 14 grandchildren.
他们已经长大了哈，三个两个儿子一个女儿，但他们有第三代已经有16个孩子。
But
14个孩子。
Oh, we're just getting started. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But anyhow. So, when the three children were at home and they obeyed us as their parents,The whole family is happy.
当这三个孩子在家的时候呢，他们都顺服我们父母啊，整个家都很开心。
But they didn't always obey us.
但他并不是总是顺服我们的。
Does that mean they are not my children?
那个是不是意味着他们不顺服的时候就不是我们的孩子了呢？
No.
No. What it means is they are disobedient children.
这个的意思呢
But they're still our children.
他是不顺服的儿女，但他还是儿女。
This is very important, and I think we went over it last year, and some of you were here, but this is a good refreshment for you.
我记得我们去年来这的时候呢，把这个作为重点讲过一次，大家有些人可能听过，我们再回顾一下。
There is a difference between relationship and fellowship.
那这两个词是有区别的，就是 relationship 关系这个词和 fellowship 和爱这个词团契这个词是有区别的。
Relationship is established at birth.
关系是在出生的时候这个就建立了。
When our children were born, they are the children, we are the parents. That's our relationship.
当我的孩子出生的时候呢，他们是孩子，我们是父母，这个关系就确定了。
Okay, now, they might run away from home.
他也许会从家里离家出走。
They may even deny us as their parents. That's possible.
他甚至会否定我们作为他们的父母，这也完全可能。
But they are still my children.
但他依然是我们的孩子。
They're very naughty children, they're very disobedient children, but they are my children because relationship was established at birth and nothing can change that.
他们是个淘气的孩子，他们是不顺服的孩子，但是他们依然是我们的孩子，因为这个孩子这个关系在出生的时候就确定了。
Fellowship is different.
Fellowship 这个爱的关系呢，爱的团契这个词是不一样的。
Fellowship is the enjoyment of the relationship.
Fellowship 就是关系里所带出来令人喜悦的那个部分。
When our children obeyed us, then we had fellowship. We enjoyed one another's company.
当孩子顺服我们的时候呢，我们就彼此很享受这种关系。
Okay.
就是关系里的享受的部分。
But when they disobeyed us, we did not enjoy one another's company. We didn't have good fellowship anymore.
那当他们不顺服的时候呢，我们就不太享受这个我们彼此的这个关系。
Yes.
那他这个就不是有 fellowship。
Yeah, but they are still our children.
但他依然还是我们的孩子。
Now watch. What does the Bible say that we do when we become a Christian? We are born again.
那记得圣经讲到我们成为基督徒的时候用的是一个什么词呢？我们重生了，生。
Mm-hmm. So when I accept Jesus as my Savior, I am born into the family of God. God becomes my Father and I'm His child.
当我接受耶稣基督成为我救主的时候呢，我就生在了神的家庭，那神是我的父，我是他的孩子。
If I obey God, we have fellowship, we enjoy one another's company.
当我们顺服神的时候呢，我们就有着爱的关系了。
If I disobey God, I'm still a child of God.
当我
I'm still in God's family.
当我没有顺服神
I can't be unborn.
我没有顺服神呢，我依然还是神的孩子，我不能不生一次，我不能回去。
A Christian cannot be unborn out of God's family any more than one of my children could be unborn back into their mother's womb again. He can't do that.
就像我们的孩子不能又回到他妈妈的肚子里去不生一样，就基督徒重生了以后是不能够又从神的家又回去不生一遍，这不可以。
So when a Christian disobeys God, when we fail as good servants of our God, when we fail, what do we do?
当我们不顺服的时候，我们没有按照神的话去做的时候，我们该怎么办呢？
Do I have to go back and get saved all over again? No.
我们需要走回去再重新再得救一遍吗？不是，不是。
No. So what must I do?
Confess.
Confess? Anybody got a Bible verse?
Confess.
Where's the verse?
1 John 1:9.
Okay, turn with me. Back of your Bible, over near the end by Revelation.
约翰一书的一章九节。
First John.
我们该做什么呢？当我们没有顺服神的时候，我们该做什么？就是约翰一书的一章九节。
Now, before we read the verse, you must understand, this is for the Christian.
在我们读这节经文之前，你要记得，这是给基督徒讲的话。
This is not how to be saved. This is what the Christian does when he sins, when he commits sin in his life. This is what he does to restore fellowship.
这不是在讲得救的事，这是在讲基督徒当他信了以后，他还犯罪，他还不顺服神的事情。
Okay.Verse 9, if we confess our sins, He, that's the Lord, is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
I'm just going to wait on Hal there because I want him to see this. Yeah, you go ahead, fine. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9.
约翰一书一章九节。
I find this very maybe thrilling is a wrong word, but I find this very interesting. Who is writing this book in the Bible? Who is writing this epistle, this letter? Who is writing it?
John.
John. Which John?
Apostle John.
Okay. There was John the Baptist. Do you remember him? He was the one that preached the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You remember? And he got beheaded in prison by Herod. You remember that? Okay. It's not that John. This is John the Apostle. John the Disciple. Okay. Now he is writing. The Lord Jesus said that this John is the one that I love. Now he loves everybody. But he said this John is the one that leans on my breast at the table. He had a special fellowship with this John. Okay? So John is writing. Look at verse 9. Verse 9.
那我们那个约翰一书的作者啊，是约翰是谁呢？是使徒约翰，不是那个施洗的约翰，不是那个传悔改的道，最后被希律砍头的那个约翰。这个使徒的约翰呢，是在圣经里呢，他常常称自己为主所爱的哈，是靠在主的胸膛上的那一个。那我们第九节，我们再看一下。
First three words.
前面三个词.
If we confess.
如果我们认.
Notice the plural personal pronoun. We.
记住，注意我们这里是主语，就是第一人称是我，而且是复数是我们.
Who is the we?
我们,
who is he talking about?
我们在说谁啊? 我们在说谁?
Christians, yes. But he includes himself. Do you see that?
然后他,
even this great man, John, the apostle, who writes the Gospel of John, who writes the Epistles of John 1, 2, 3, who writes the book of the Revelation, he said, if we confess our sin, he includes himself.
所以你会注意, 他说的是我们是谁呢？是所有的基督徒。那你会发现呢，他把他自己也包括进去了。他没说你们，他说我们就包括我自己这个作者自己，使徒约翰。使徒约翰神所爱的门徒，他写了约翰福音，他写了约翰的书信的一二三书，他写了启示录，甚至他也在说呢，我们，我也会犯罪，跟你们一样，我们。
Well, we didn't even get to the good part.
我们还没有讲到更好的部分.
But we're not going to get to that till next week. Our time has run out.
我们没有时间了，我们后面还没有讲完.
Harold, you close in prayer.
这就是重生的概念，等我下来跟你解释，也是一次 not understanding the born again issue. So it's
okay.
Another big topic. I said I will talk with her afterwards. Yeah, so she cannot understand the born again relationship.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Just one thought. I know we have to go, but just one thought. The first birth is physical. The second birth is spiritual. Okay, and we can talk.
所以，我们以后再聊。但是一个很简单的解释就是，第一次生呢是肉体的生，就是我们在地上的出生；第二次的生呢是属灵的出生，灵里的重生。 所以这两个是完全不同的。
John chapter 3.
其实就是约翰福音三章讲的概念。
We learned a long time ago that the best questions always come at the last.
我们以前总是说发现这个规律，好的问题总是在最后提出来，来不及回答。
Many of you have to leave quickly in order to get children and other commitments, and that's why we closed precisely at 2:30. If some of you would like to stay behind, Joe and Anne, they don't have to get away in the next 5 minutes. So
10 minutes.
You could they could chat. You could chat a little now, and Joe and Anne are going to be around for some more time. Get together with them one way or another. There's time to answer the questions.
We want to pick up next week. Where we left off today, we'll go forward.
因为时间的原因，我每次总是要在两点半要准时结束啊。那是，Joe和 Anne 会留在这里。如果大家有需要的话呢，都可以跟他聊。然后我们下一周呢，会继续这周的话题。
Let's pray.
我们一起来做个结束祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that there's a great God in heaven who loves us.
主啊，我们要谢谢您啊，有这样一位爱我们的神在天上。
And we are highly honored and frankly amazed that he would even allow us to be his servants.
主啊，我们是如此的荣幸，我们甚至如此的吃惊啊！神许可我们成为他的仆人。
And we would like to do that, Lord, but you would have to show us how and help us.
主啊，我们愿意这么做，但是求您带领我们，帮助我们，让我们知道当如何行。
And so we thank you for this study, and we pray that in the weeks to come,You will help us become your faithful servants.
主啊，我们谢谢今天的学习，也求您带领我们在将来的一周里，让我们成为您忠实的仆人。
So thank you for today, Lord. Thank you for the message we heard.
谢谢您今天的信息。
Thank you for the questions that you've raised in our hearts.
谢谢您让我们在心里问出来这些的问题。
And we're thankful that we've got a Savior who's got the answers.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，我们有救主，他告诉我们答案。
And we give thanks now and pray you'll bless each one of us.
我们祷告感谢感恩奉主耶稣的名。
And we do this in Jesus' name.
奉主的名。
Amen.
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 Amen.